Good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Tuesday morning edition of 5 Minutes in the Word. And today we are going to be leaving Revelation and jumping into Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Today, as we begin reading this letter to the Colossians, which opens with the Apostle Paul's greeting and prayers of thanksgiving, Colossae was a small island city in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, about 110 miles east of the major port city of Ephesus in the Lycus River Valley. Among Paul's purposes in writing the letter was to warn the Colossians about false teachers in their midst and to oppose their teachings with the true Christian message. So let's go ahead and get started today. From Paul, who by God's will is an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy, to God's people in Colossae, who are our faithful friends in union with Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We are always giving thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all God's people. When the true message, the good news, first came to you, you heard about the hope it offers. So your faith and your love are based on what you hope for, which is kept safe for you in heaven. The gospel keeps bringing blessings and is spreading throughout the world just as it has among you since the first day that you first heard about the grace of God and came to know it as it really is. You learned of God's grace from Epaphra, our fellow servant, who is Christ's faithful worker on our behalf, and he has told us of the love that the Spirit has given you. For this reason, we have always prayed for you ever since we heard about you. We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, with all the wisdom and understanding that his Spirit gives. Then you will be able to live as the Lord wants and will always do what pleases him. Your lives will produce all kinds of good deeds and you will grow in your knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength which comes from his glorious power, so that you may be able to endure everything with patience and with joy. Give thanks to the Father who has made you fit to have your share of what God has reserved for his people in the kingdom of light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safely into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven. And today's key verse is Colossians 1:9. We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, with all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. And, you know, just this past Sunday, we were talking about how important it is that man looks on the outside. He's impressed with how tall somebody is, how pretty somebody is, or how educated they are, whatever. Man looks on the outside, but as God told his prophet, he looks on a man's heart. And when God looked on the heart of the young shepherd boy David, he saw a heart that was bent towards, I mean, that was its natural inclination, is to serve God. And so what Paul is telling us here is that we too have to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God so that we will receive wisdom and understanding, that we too won't be influenced with what we see with these old physical eyes of ours, but we will see and we will respond as the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom. Let us pray. Almighty God, help me to be strong with all the strength that comes from your glorious power, so that I may endure everything with patience. With joy, I give you thanks for rescuing me from the power of darkness and bringing me safely into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, by whom you have set me free and offered me forgiveness of my sins. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning has quickly come and gone. Join me tomorrow as we will continue in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23, where the Apostle Paul describes the person and work of Christ. Until that time, beloved, keep looking up, for your salvation draws nigh.